Okay, that's for your benefit, Kai. So, on with the meeting. Where are we? No, this is the wrong agenda. That's too many things open at once. Okay, comments from the minutes of the last meeting, anything? No, no comments, fine. Administration matters. I think I need to delete the documents that are there. I've got a sneaky feeling they were just copied over from the last agenda.
No, it's changed. It's 15 minutes ago. Sorry. So, if John kindly is that the man? No, thank you. Okay, so I put two things there. The first one is about the final periodic report. So this replaces the last quarterly report and includes the, we have to report from April 2007 till this April, till April 2008. The deadline to be sent to the project office is the 9th of May. So Alex are working on it this week. So I attached two documents. One of them is the list of contributors as it was defined by Alistair, which was using it to provide, to gather input for the quarterly report. He had defined a set of different sections, I think based on the SA1 WBS, and then assigned different people to ask information about them. So I left the list as Alistair had it, and I just replaced Alistair's name, who was there for two or three sections, with tentative names. So please have a look, and I'll see if we need something else for this final periodic report.
The other thing I attached, sorry, it's Clement. I cannot access the document. Does anybody else can access the document?
Yes.
Oh.
What do you get, Clement?
I get what is the material you are trying to access does not exist or was removed or something.
That's
the file you try to access does not exist for the other one.
Okay, can you try to reload the page?
Yeah, I will.
Because I put it there, I think, 20 minutes ago, not long ago.
Okay, it changed. Okay. Thanks.
The other attached document is a template of the periodic report. So basically the structure is to report on the original objectives of the SA1 and as stated in the EG2 technical annex. So what have we done to achieve these objectives in the last year? Then we need to explain what we have done to answer the reviewer's comments from last review. And then there are different issues, name what are the issues and what are we doing to assess them. I think there is also a, I don't have it in front of me, yeah, here, thank you, John. So these are the objectives, the first thing. Then we have the recommendations from the reviews, exploitation plans after the end of the project, and summary of issues, and that's all. Yeah, and then the deliverables and milestones that were planned for this period. So it's kind of something more general than the quarterly report. Now we need to make sure that the specific information for the last quarter, for this quarter, is also included. So I will contact, so please check the list of contributors if, as I said, is what Alistair was using, so it should be no surprise to anybody, except for the new names I put to replace where Alistair was responsible. Have a look at it and let me know if you think you are not able to report for the points you are down to. And I will start contacting all of you in the list, and if I need somebody else from the different rocks, so this week as soon as possible, so we start gathering the information and writing the report. So we have time for an internal review before we send it. Any question on this? Okay. The other point under admin matters is deliverables. So for DSA 1.7, at the last PDB, last Thursday, Bob mentioned that the review didn't get, as a result, many comments. So this has two possible lectures. Either the deliverable is very good, or the reviewers didn't do a very deep review. As we don't know what is the case, so even if there are quite some comments, they are not very deep or very strong. They are minor in general. So the PEB decided to assign an additional reviewer, Phil Andrews. which I think he has already been sent the last version of the deliverable, including the new text addressing the last comments from the PV review, and he has been given time till the 7th of April to do an additional review. So we will get more comments about this deliverable. Do we have Jules online? Do we have Jules connected? No, okay. So I think he has already been informed about it. I'll check with him just in case. The other MSA1 deliverable that we are dealing with at the moment, MSA1.10, the final version was admitted to the PEB last week. So I guess he will be approved this Thursday at the PEB. So this is all. Any question related to this?
Do we have any? I just realised I forgot the North Europe rock. Do we have anybody from North Europe on the line? No? Okay. So moving on. Normally Maria would be here.
Yep. She's not.
I went to look. But,
she came. Okay, she came by my office earlier.
I know she was answering a mail about the face-to-face meeting at 11.
No, she didn't.
She's not in her office.
Okay.
I sent her a few mails today and I didn't receive any answers.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll take a look at the ticket escalation report. Where is it? So, 31st of March. Let's see what we have. Let's go down the list. So for ROC CE, okay, this one's on hold. It seems that, okay, let me just have a look at this ticket.
We can wait to see if she comes later.
Okay.
That will be faster.
Okay, let's do that. We'll wait and see if Maria comes. She was going to be coming to the meeting. I'm not sure where she is, so we'll wait for her to turn up. Okay,
Nick?
We'll skip that one and come back to it.
Nick?
Hello.
This is Thorsten here. Maria sent an email that she has to go to a different meeting, which clashes with the ROC manager's meeting.
She's from the CCRC because I told her that he has was being
okay.
discussed.
But
okay.
she only sent it a few minutes ago, so I didn't have time to look at the...
Okay, fine. Maybe in that case, maybe we'll follow, because actually we need to make this meeting a little shorter than usual. We can't extend beyond 1 hour, so maybe we can just follow the tickets offline. I'll go through the list and contact the relevant ROCs offline for the tickets that are scoring over 50 and the inactivity index. Okay, so we'll move on. EG3. So back to Maite.
Okay, so I put 2 points there. I will go first to the second, which is faster. So I was a bit surprised when I sent the mail for reminding of the SE1 transition meeting on the 8th of May, as we had discussed during the last two meetings, that some ROCs could not make it. Now, in parallel, I received also mails from other ROCs whose members had already arranged the traveling. So I think in this case it's very difficult to move it because first, the date is very easy, close to the easy transition meetings where people will have to attend anyway. And second, as people have already organized the traveling, I don't think it is fair to change it, especially because it was on the agenda during the last two meetings. So the only ROC that, to my knowledge, cannot make it is France, correct? ROC and Rolf and Hélène?
We are discussing on whether somebody can come, but it is a little bit difficult for us, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that would be very appreciated, Rolf. And so next time what I'll do is I'll try to check in one of these international calendars so we have in mind all the different national holidays. In this case, it's quite difficult, so I rely on you to let us know as soon as possible, because the scheduling of the meetings is quite difficult. But for the next ones coming, we'll try to do it with enough time so we all agree and find a proper date. Okay, thank you, Rolf. So the other point in the agenda was to continue the iterations on the mandate for the automation group. So I created version 3. So I created a new version with so highlighting the changes following the comments from last meeting. So apart from the brand new comments, both to this version and to the previous version that we got from John Gordon, which I had the chance to read, but not in detail as to give an answer now. John could not make it, I think, to today's meeting because he's also in the CCRC face-to-face meeting here at CERN. He will also be at the GDB tomorrow, so I'll try to have a chat with him to understand his points and to try to so we try to address them in the document. Apart from John's comments, are there any new ones?
Hi, Maite. This is Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. I have a comment on the fact that the more I try to understand what the OET will look like, the more I think that the OET and the code activity is complementary and not transversal. And I think that John's last remark goes along these lines, because, correct me if I'm wrong, Maite, but I think that the OET is the how you want the monitoring to be regionalized and coordinated, and the thin layer that the code will be in 2 years' time will be the what you want it to become. So we have to work also on how regional first line supports need to work together, and also how the community can be built and how the knowledge bases that will come out from their experience will be coordinated, and how and what this thin layer will look like. So we have to work on that. And I think that, so in conclusion, I think that these mandates are complementary. And even though the COD mandates needs to evolve, it's still a little vague to us. I think it needs to be strongly support. This aspect needs to be strongly supported by officially and by the OCC, not to mention it, in order to not to lose the momentum we've had, and not to oppose the two aspects. consequently, I would like that this is taken into account.
So the first comment I would say to that, Helen, to really see and agree that they are complementary, I would like to see to start working and to having written a mandate for the code in EG3, similar that we are doing for the OET. So we really establish what is the responsibility of each group, and we make sure that they collaborate.
Yes, but it seems that I'm sorry to say that once again, that it seems that like the OET is being very. Mandate is pretty quick now. I think that it needs to be elaborated in parallel. So, and I have to. It's difficult for me to assess what are the overlapping areas or not. We've had a phone conference last week, and it seems that all but one working groups do not overlap. So, I would like to follow up that with you. But to make a detailed report on the COD mandate is difficult because it has still to be invented, because the structure will have to evolve. Just the global goal, final goal, making sure that we have the regional structures in 2 years' time. Only this is precise. Now we have to invent how we're going to get there, and I cannot do that in 2 weeks' time. So, but I would like to work with you more directly than by mail.
Okay, I think we can give it a try, because the mandate, in the mandate, one should not reflect what is the final result of the code. What are you going to produce? Is the same that for the OIT? Is the vision? Is what do you want them to do? Who is going? How many people is going to work there? What are the timelines? What
yes.
are the tasks? And I think we should have already a vision on in the next 2 weeks on what is the role of the code for the next 2 years, and to write it there.
Okay, so I have some ideas. I will send you some very rough draft, but please do consider that we need to have something else to code else than just plain shifts. Even though we have a reduced in lower manpower in EG3. I think that aspects on how to work together and so that all federations do give their input in procedures and the integration of the tools, not the tools itself, I think is important, and it needs some manpower. And if you only support the OAT mandate without giving a thought about what has brought up to the codes and what its role could be like, I think there will be a gap there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would. It would be a pity just to rely on the people's goodwill as we have had in the past, to make an extra effort in coordination of all the codes.
Okay, so let's start, if you can produce a draft and then we can discuss it. If we see that we don't move forward by email, we can try to meet. Either I go to Lyon or you come here and we discuss one day. Okay?
Okay, fine.
And then we do the same. We present it to the ROC managers as we are doing with the OAT for approval.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you, Hélène. More comments to this version of the OAT mandate? Mm-hmm. Okay, so in parallel, James and I are contacting all of you ROC managers and the different tool responsibles, copying also the ROC managers of the region they are responsible for it, to agree, to propose or ask for membership. So the ones who have not been contacted yet, you will be contacted probably today or tomorrow. So we had the first ideas and we are putting it together. So probably by the end of this week, hopefully the latest by next meeting, we'll have a first basic membership. As we said last week, there will be a core team of 10-12 members representing the different tools and ROCs, but then different people will be invited to join depending on the topic that is discussed, because many people need to be involved for the different discussions. So don't see this list as a very reduced and then nobody else will be able to participate in the discussions, because this will not be the case.
I have one or two questions about this document. There is what is intriguing me is the last thing, the milestones.
Yes.
You are talking about person, months, and so on, and you are basing this on how to change the operations model. I would think this. The definition of an operations model is out of scope of this group. So which group will be busy with defining the operations model and the evolution of it in EG3? One question.
No, so this this comment, I think, came to address a comment from Southwest. No, I don't remember. I don't have the document in front of me. Either from Southwest or Germany, Switzerland, who were saying, okay, how will you make sure that the plan proposed will reduce the manpower? So what we'll ask these people, most of the people represented in this team, that's why we have ROC representatives, site representatives, code representatives, have a rough idea on how we run operations today and how many people we spend, at least at one ROC, at one site, at one code team, they know. So they can compare what we have today with what they are proposing. So this is the comparison I want. Then to go in more details, it will be us, ROC managers, to really make sure that if the numbers, if at the first glance we don't agree, then we'll go and check in detail for every of the ROCs. But the first idea to say, look, the proposal we are doing, we think it will reduce the effort because of this. Because using it in this way, it will be. So this is what is reflected in the document. No more
okay,
than that.
So I come back to the last part of my previous sentences. Who will define the evolution of the operations model in EG3 for if you want to change things by the tools? You have to know where to go.
Yes.
So who will do this?
So, if you read the EG3, DOW, whatever it's called, description of work, there is already an idea there. The work to refine that is in all of us, rock managers and SA1 in general. Now, what I try to reflect in this mandate is on the principles. I try to reflect what is written in the description of work. The basic principles we know at the day of today, let me move there. So, some general principles. So already there, we try to put the principles we see to move to this direction. So, like, we need to base ourselves in the present set of tools we have to start with. It has to be a distributed model, having in mind probably the creation of multiple NGIs on the horizon and moving towards an era of more distributed operations. So the architecture and the development of the tool should reflect this. So it has to be supported by different rocks to reflect the distribution of the funding also in the project. It has to be something that doesn't disturb the present production infrastructure, so the migration to the new tools has to be transparent. So they are very basic principles, just moving to a distributed model to all the rocks. It is something very basic. In parallel, we need to work out and define the model we need to move to. But I think we cannot do one after the other, because then 2 years are gone. And look in the last 2 years, we evolve a little bit the principle, the tools. The goal of this is that the tools do not evolve in an independent way, which is what happened in the last 2 years. If we move to a distributed model, the tools are getting more and more tied to each other. And to move it to a distributed model where all the rocks will be involved, so you need to coordinate all the tool developments in a centralized way to get to a common model, because if not, this is not feasible to run. Every rock will end up with their own tools.
I agree in principle, my dear. The only thing which I think is that there should be made a difference between the development of the tools and the technical aspects and standardization and so on in this, and there the OAT seems to be the answer, and the overall direction of how to organize operations. I think the last part is the lead part for the second one. So we need to. In the past, this was done through agreements between the rock managers, and I think a lot of this work has been done by the CODs, the operators themselves. They have created the operations manual. They brought into the discussion every problems and so on. So we should perhaps try to couple the work of the CODs and the mandate of the rock managers more closely.
Well, I would not agree to say that the code is the one who defines the operations model. The code has to follow the operations model defined, and of course they feedback about it and lead to modifications, which is what happened, and this is all reflected in the operations manual. For example, the moving to a distributed model from a central code to distributed ones, it's something that must be agreed by the rock managers. So in general, it should be the rock managers driving this. If this has not been the case in the past, then it's our fault. But I would not say that this is we should follow de facto movement that other teams are doing. So I agree with you that this is a basic difference. The tools have to follow the operation models. Now, at the day of today, we really need, this is urgent, a coordination between the tools, because this is critical for the coming months, for the coming year, I would say. So. With the basic principles stated in the mandate, I would say that this group will start moving in that direction. Now, us as rock managers have the mandate to work out the details of the operations model we want for the next 2 years and after. And then we will feedback this to this OAT so they move in the direction we mark.
Well, okay. Let me give you an example.
Try to make that clear in the document.
In the In the past, the Iraq managers did already a lot of those things. I think it should be a little bit more concrete. However, several ROCs asked for example, for a decentralized dashboard for their region. So this implies that they also had already a change in mind of the operations model. So this is already going on. We should try in the ROC managers meeting to detect those tendencies and to see whether this can fit into the future for EG3 and EGI. And then the cards are there to work out the details. Where are the difficulties? What kind of changes in the details of the operations procedures are necessary? I think this is a guarantee that afterwards the things are really working. The COP people are doing the job every day. So if they find that something is too difficult or not working, then there must be a change anyway. So they are a sort of testing group for the suggestions of the ROC managers. So I think the cooperation cooperation between the ROC managers and the grid operators is important, and the ROC managers have to do something on the requirements analysis of the ROCs themselves, which has not been done in the past.
I agree with you. I take on the sentence you said that we need, as ROC managers, we need to do a work to detect the operational changes that are going on the ROCs. The only way of detecting this is you, ROC managers, reporting it. If you don't report about it, what is your vision for your ROC? How you are evolving it? I don't see how we are going to detect it. So that's the first point. I take the point to really move that discussion here into the ROC managers, so we start a forum to see how to evolve it. On the second point, I agree with you. I think it is important, the relationship with the grid operators on duty. Now, we don't have to forget that in operations there are many other players that are also very important. So the COD is not doing all operations work. We have ROC operational teams, which are doing all sorts of operation activities inside the ROC, and we have site managers, which are the core, really, of operations, because at the end of the chain, we are doing all this to make life easier for the site, so they can run their grid site, they can detect the problems. So this is the final goal, to make life for the sites and for the site managers easy as possible, to detect problems as fast as possible in the most efficient way. Yeah, to serve the users in the best possible way. So we should not forget them. We have many players here. We have site managers, we have ROC operational teams, and we have grid operator on duty team. They serve different layers of operations. We have many different people involved, and we should not forget any of them. And you are here as ROC managers representing all of them in your region. So I'll try to take all these comments, Rolf, and reflect them a bit better in the mandate. Any other comment? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Martin. Let's move on. So, the next item in the agenda is the report on SA2, or report from GIGAS team on that some discussions have been ongoing for SA2 using GIGAS as a ticketing system, I believe. And this is something that Alistair is involved in, but Alistair's left us now. So do we have Clemens? Do you know anything about this?
Hi, Thorsten. I'm here.
Hi, Thorsten. Hi.
Yeah, of course we know about it. We've been involved in all the discussions that Alistair had with Guillaume Cessieux, and what we want to do is simply, by in the course of building this this interface for the OPN people to create something more generic that that we can then easily use for other customers that might want to have something similar, some kind of protected tickets that not everybody can see or not everybody needs to see. So I think both sides can really benefit from doing this, and we should go on with that.
Okay, because it was Alistair that said, I think it was Alistair that said there should be a discussion about this at the Rock Managers meeting, but he didn't pass on any further information than that to me. So
he produced a report. I think that he also didn't you receive it?
No,
I don't remember seeing it.
He said he was going to send it to us also, but I didn't see it.
Okay, so. I'll send it to you, and then maybe we can rediscuss it the next time. Or
okay.
He sent it to Maria and me and to Guillaume, and I thought he also sent it to you, but at least he said he would do it. But
do you know when you received it?
I received it. Let me just check. Bum, bum, bum. I received it on Friday for comments.
Okay, it was Friday. I'm trying to remember. Okay, I'll check and see. I don't think I got it, but I could be wrong.
Well, I checked now. I at least I haven't received it a second time, so.
Okay.
Maybe he didn't manage to do that.
Okay, fine. So it sounds like we really need to have the report for people to read before we can discuss
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that thing is really working, and it won't need any extra effort, because a lot of the things we need anyway, and we can use it. So
okay.
I think it's fine if we continue with it.
Because I had a quick chat with Alistair on Friday, and
mm-hmm.
the impression I got from him was the opposite, that there was some effort needed, not only on the network side but on GIGAS, because Alistair, the proposal was to develop kind of a new interface, new standard interface, not directly targeted to the OPN, but that could be a generic one that could be used by other future.
Yes, yes.
Was quite big from both sides.
Yeah, but it is something I think we have to do anyway, and which will be in the plan for each E3, because we might even be able to use that then for the transition to EGI when we have the National Grid Initiatives interfacing some central coordination platform. So I think
mm-hmm. okay.
it makes sense to do that, and so in that case I think it's not an extra effort, because we would have to do it anyway. It is an effort, but it's not an extra effort. It's something that we would have done anyway in EG3.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Torsten. So if you can send us if you can forward the report, and we can distribute it and then have it at the next meeting.
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks, Torsten. Any questions? No. Okay, so we can move on to the implementation of the critical fan test for Apple accounting. I guess we've got Clemens on the line.
Yes, I'm on the line. I can report. So quick reminder, to make the Apple test critical, it was decided in the ARMS meeting, last ARMS meeting in Lyon. And in the following COD meeting, this was evaluated, and people, the grid operators agreed to open ticket and follow them up and so on. They just recommended to move the test away from the CE. For various reasons that I already sent to the list, I think. And the proposal at that time was to move it to the Monbox, the site's registered Monbox, so that would be then RGMA Apple Pub, as in the SAM, how they classify the tests. So this was then discussed in the following ROC managers meetings, and it found agreement. Then later I had discussions with Luciano from Italy, who said that they have this special case that they have sites that are not using their own Monbox to publish the data, but they are relying on two sites that upload the data for those sites. So we had a little discussion about it, how to proceed. So we agreed that the sites are the primarily responsible for publishing the data and should be notified first. So the pragmatic solution we had for them is to associate nevertheless a test to their registered Monbox. But John Gordon then had the idea to not to have this kind of pragmatic solution, but better even to associate this test to a site rather than a node. And it was this proposal we wanted to have evaluated by the SAM team. And on the agenda page, you see the tracking ticket is linked, and you see that the ticket is in progress. And we're still waiting for the SAM team if this is something possible. Then the other feedback I had was from the Netherlands, from Jeff, who just worried if the test goes critical, that sites would appear on the blacklist on this freedom of choice tool. But this is, of course, only happening if the test remains under the CE category. So, but this we already wanted to move. So the other point he had was he wanted to make sure that the test is only looking at the central database, which is the case, and that it's to remind people that this test is for infrastructure and not for VO specifics, which is also the case for this test. And I could convince him that the current proposal is adequate for, and they agreed to go ahead with this current model. So the idea is now, before making the test critical, to move it to the right location, and then proceed with the procedure to make it critical. So. You also see on the agenda link to the accounting enforcement page where you see the number of sites not publishing accounting data at the moment, and you see it's still quite a long list. The number of days, however, have very much reduced from what we have seen still in January or February. So. I'm open for feedback. If there are still additional concerns, I would like to hear about them, and so that I can address the issues.
Okay. Thanks, Clement. So it sounds like at the moment you're waiting for feedback from the SAM team on the feasibility of associating it to a site.
Because so far it's always that the test is associated to a node, and the alarms that are created have a node inside the associated to an alarm, and then got people open it. So it seems to me that it's not that easily implementable for the SAM team, but maybe it is.
Okay.
So if it's not working to associate to the site, we can still associate the test to the RGMA node. It would be for some sites a rather pragmatic solution, because then they receive failures for a node that is not responsible, not involved in the publishing, but it's only something like 10 or 15% of all EG sites.
Okay.
Mostly located in Italy.
Okay, thanks, Clement. Any questions from anybody? Okay, well, thanks for the update. So I guess we'll ask the SAM team if they can look at the feasibility and get back to you.
Okay.
Thanks, Clement.
Thanks.
Okay, so moving on. Reports from operations tools at the weekly operations meeting. So this is a suggestion from MITRE, and I think this is something that's been obviously missing for a while, is to have at the operations meeting each week to have reports, like we have reports from the sites, from the VOs, to have reports from the operations tools, so SAM, GGUS, Kick Portal, etc. Brief reports, not going into a huge detail, but just saying things like, you know, any upcoming releases, planned interventions, any unavailabilities during the previous weeks. So just to give everybody, because people are starting to rely on these things a lot more, both the sites and the VOs. So I think it's going to be useful to have a quick status update for each of the tools at each operations meeting. So do any of the ROCs disagree with this or have further suggestions or comments?
Does it make any sense to try to create any specific form or report in the CIC portal for this? Of course, this is a bit arbitrary because it is not in GOCDB, so the responsibles maybe would be hard-coded. But till now, even if we request the different tools to send weekly reports, through the ROC reports, or we didn't get there. So I feel we are always chasing. We have many issues related to tools.
Actually, so in the
so
GOCDB...
Mainly, I'm referring mainly to some ANGOCDB, but we have also, I don't know, the accounting portal, GIGAS, where it wouldn't harm. And we don't need a weekly report if nothing happens. So this is only a report similar to the site and the ROC reports, only if things happen or are planned to happen. So we all know about them.
Maybe we could make the request to the KIC portal to have a report for this, because I know... Recently, in the GOC database, there are some entities exactly how they exist. I don't know, but in the GOC database, the operations tools are defined so that they can have downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that can be used. I'm not sure. We'll ask.
Is it Nick speaking?
It is indeed.
Okay, Nick. So this is Helen. Yeah, you're right. In the GOCDB, there's part of this system in place. Now, there's a given ticket in the GIGAS ticket recording the fact that this is not completely in place because of a lack of development. This is small, but still, this is the reality. We are not able to put that in place yet, to have a scheduled downtime procedure for the operational tools. And by the way, I'm happy to see that this report, automatic report, has been set up, and as I had mentioned, an ARM 11 is presented from now on to the ROC managers level, especially if the OAT does not have a way of assessing prioritization development tools. I think it's important that the ROC managers do are aware of that.
Okay, Helen, this is the related topic, but is this the report that we discussed about the outstanding GIGAS tickets with operations tools?
Yes, that's the one. Concerning the fact that you would like that furthermore, that the operational tools do process scheduled downtime, it could be feasible, it should be feasible, but there's still some development missing, and there's a GIGAS ticket recording that.
Okay.
And what about the request to ask the CIC portal to add the reports, weekly reports for the operational tools also, which was the origin of these discussions? Shall we open a ticket or an action here so you check if this is feasible or not?
Yeah, please do either feedback, either as a request for change process, either send a feedback to through the portal or open a GIGAS ticket onto the KIC portal. Yes, that's the proper way to go.
But this is not feedback to the portal. This is related to today's point in the agenda, to the proposal to have weekly reports at the operations meeting from the different operational tools on future interventions and availability, coming releases, and if possible to do this same that we do for the site and the ROCs through the CIC portal.
So do you follow me?
Well, no, it's just brand new, to me. But
excuse me. If I understand correctly, what you want is something similar to the weekly ROC reports, but for the operations tools.
Exactly.
And you want this in the KIC portal.
If possible, it should be for me.
So just as Helen also already said, either you give a feedback through the portal or you open a GIGAS ticket, and then it will enter the normal change request procedure here in for the KIC portal people.
Okay.
But I just to mention, I think that in all cases, I think that's a next step and very good suggestion. I don't know if we can say when it will be implemented, but that's what we just talked about. Just to mention, in my opinion, I think it would be also good to finish up the procedure for scheduled downtime of operational tools first.
Okay, but that's a different discussion. That's a prioritization discussion for the tools. I mean, what we'll do is we'll put in the request and then we'll go into the whole prioritization process for the change request. But I think we'll enter the request and then that'll start the ball rolling. Does that sound okay?
Fine, Nick.
Okay. Any other questions on this one? No? Okay. Let's move on. The action list. Try and move down it fairly quickly. So action number 2 is the first one on the list. After relevant development teams for an estimate on the effort required to implement the automatic removal of entries from the top-level BDII when the service doesn't appear in the GOGDB. There's been quite a bit of discussion about this. It's not very easy at all. Basically, for all sorts of reasons, technically, but it basically comes down to that in the GOGDB is based on nodes, whereas the information system is based on services. And being able to match these is, if you're using automation, you get it right something like 90% of the time, but that's nowhere near good enough. So we would end up either missing most services that we want to remove, or we would end up removing a lot of services that should not be removed. So unless we could get this extremely reliable, I'm not sure this is something we can move forward with. Anyway, there's still discussion ongoing with Steve and other people looking into how easy this would be. Something that a human being can do fairly quickly. Well, can do fairly reliably, should I say, not fairly quickly, fairly reliably, but trying to automate it would be extremely difficult. But the discussion is ongoing. Any questions? Okay, number 3, should it be possible for site to give individual nodes the attributes of production or non-production?
That should be removed from the list because it's on the GOGDB work plan.
Okay, I was just going to say we should check. Okay,
much we
fine. So we'll put a comment unless it's already there.
It's already there.
Okay, so we'll just take this off of our action list if it's in the work plan of the GOGDB. I think that's all we can do. Any comments? Okay, number 4, latency of removing services from the SAM monitoring should be reduced from 3 days to 1 day. The response from the SAM team was that it was set for 3 days due to...
We're working on it.
Okay. The response I saw was that it was...
There's a field in GOGDB that the GOGDB synchronizer script transfers to us, so we should be able to... The issue was being worried about a GOGDB outage, which would cause the SAM database to be emptied out. But in fact, with this flag of seeing that the node is deleted, we can work around.
Okay.
So there should be a solution.
Okay.
Very shortly.
Okay, in progress.
It's on the work plan.
Excellent. Okay. Shall we leave it on here, or is it being...
Up to you.
Okay, we'll leave it on. We'll leave it on so we get an update at the end. Any questions? Okay, number 6, UKI ROC to reconvene the GOC database advisory group. Do we have anybody from UK Ireland?
Yes, Claire's here.
Hi.
Yes, this morning I emailed around a plan for the structure of the group and a request for volunteers for the posts that we suggested and asking for any suggestions if we've forgotten any stakeholders that should be represented. So I'd ask everybody to email me their suggestions so that we can move this forward.
Okay, excellent. So we'll put it as in progress and we'll just keep it, we'll keep tracking it.
Yes, sure.
Okay, that's great, thanks. Any questions? Okay, number 11, request SA3 to implement a web page with the latest supported GLite versions per service. I know this is something that's been something of a thorn in John's side, I think. But did we ever get to anything? Any agreement? So this is the GLite service supported versions. and SA3 were sort of hesitant to put anything out?
I've made repeated requests to them and they stall.
Okay. I mean, well, I know one of the things that they...
Basically, they're saying anything that is GLight 3.1 is supported, and it is for SA1 to decide for EGE what their supported versions should be as far as we're concerned, because they supply the software for other grids as well. So that's why they don't want to put the limits in, which I'm not sure I buy that argument.
Yeah.
That's why nothing's happening at the moment.
Because, I mean, this is something that we could really do with for the SLA.
But they were going to work on a page which gave the specific the RPM versions of the supported stuff. So I'll remind them again.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sure who would we need to include on a discussion. So if it was SA1 that needed to push this forward, maybe we discuss this offline, how we could reach a conclusion on this. I mean, we could start with something simple like saying current version plus previous two or something, unless there's a good reason.
We can go and have a chat about
that. Yeah. Well, okay, we'll discuss this one. Number 12, check marks as GDB slides on client middleware distribution, send any comments to the list.
That should have expired because...
Yeah. I was going to say, I think we can close this one. It's basically a done deal now, so I don't think there's much else to say there. We can address it as issues come up later. Number 17, check that nominated coordinators agree to run GIGA site survey. Again, we're now in the GIGA site survey, so hopefully all the rocks are doing this. They have their coordinators in place. It'll soon become pretty apparent if not. I think Alistair sent out a quick status just before he left. So please take a look at that. And as a reminder, I'm trying to remember in the plan, was it something like the 14th of April that this was supposed to be completed? Can you remember, Torsten, when the site survey was to be finished?
By the end of April, I think.
The end of April.
I believe it's the 18th of April.
The 18th. Okay, I thought it was a bit earlier than the end. So, okay.
Yeah.
But it's pretty soon. I mean, it's only...
Yeah, by the end of April, we want to have compiled...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So a reminder to everybody that we need to keep doing this, doing the GIGA site survey. So we'll take that out. That can be closed now. Number 19, to be proposed that the production sites that have shared the downtime more than 1 month, the state of the site will be changed from certified to something different. GIGA's workflow has to be adapted. So I guess... But we agreed this at the last meeting, so we agree that this should happen. So I think this action is on me to instigate the changes needed, the GIGA's workflow. So I'll follow this up offline with the GIGA's team. Number 20, continue to produce a report with the outcome of the working groups, including the requirement list for the operations tools, to be given as input to the OAT. Continue the report.
Well, to be honest, Nick, this is something that I tried to mention earlier. It's quite real vague to me how I should proceed this report, and I think it's deeply linked anyhow to the mandate, how we want the code to work out, and that's I will get in contact with Maite very shortly to try to get the code mandate or global goals to be validated at the same time as the OAT mandate. I think it's important so that people know where to stand. I don't think it should take the form of a report itself. I mean, it could, but in the second phase, I think most importantly is what we want to achieve now with the current situation.
Okay. Okay, so I guess this also links with 21, how then to work out with Maite the mandate for the COD in EG3, which again was discussed earlier. So, okay, we'll leave these open just to make sure we don't lose sight of them, but I think they're being dealt with at the moment. Any questions on any of these? No? Okay, moving on swiftly. AOB, two items that cropped up during the week, or the last couple of weeks. First one, GridView now generates reports for availability and reliability by site, and these are grouped by EG Federation, so basically the rocks. James Casey is going to report on this at tomorrow's GDB. I think so. So it's well worth either being there or dialing in on Evo to the GDB for this item.
I'll send the March report.
Okay.
To the list this afternoon.
Okay, because I saw the preview that you sent me, John. It's very nice, very easy to read. Good colour coding, so it's easy to see where problems are. So it's worth looking at this.
Now, before everyone jumps up and down, we do realise that there were a few SAM outages that do affect the availability figures. So the important point, I think, is not to focus on the exact decimal point in the figures, but to do as Tijana started, was to identify the sites that are way below where they should be and to help them improve their statistics. So we realize that there are problems with the central tools that need to be addressed. So the availability figures aren't as accurate as we would like them to be, but they're still very good approximations.
Okay, so it's more the sort of the relative positions and very, very low numbers that people should be looking at. Okay, any questions on that one? No, okay, so the final point, reminder about the GIGA site support survey. Well, I think we've already done that. So any other business, anybody? No? Okay, well, thanks all for joining. The next meeting will be in 2 weeks on the, I guess, the 15th. Kai, I'll try and send you or give you access to the recording as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks everybody for joining. We'll see you in 2 weeks.